The tightness with which we hold on to the ego and thus separate ourselves from the overself's life, and the tenseness with which we shut ourselves in the old, miserably limited existence, are the results of habit. If we are to escape from it into the free creativity of the greater life, we will have to break its vicious circle. This may be enforced upon us by the shock of drastic events, or it may be made possible for us by the grace of an illumined man, or it may be achieved by us through the determined arousal of a desperate will. Whichever way it happens, it will be the beginning of the end for the ego, and the beginning of the best for ourselves.